any Texan can tell you how tall Big Tex is. They remind us every year he's 53 feet from his boots to the top of his hat. But as big as that is barely half of what they'll be erecting this weekend at the Galleria. That's right. The biggest Christmas tree in the country. Soon going to be standing tall and proud once again in the middle of the ice rink. We're going to bring in Galleria General Manager Angie Freed right now to tell us all about it. Angie, good morning.
Good morning.
So Big Tex, 53 feet, and this tree is what?
95 feet tall.
Ooh, good Lord.
That's got to be, I got to ask you, how long does it take you to put this thing up?
It takes 50 of Santa's best elves 5 days, and we're starting this Sunday, and we'll have the tree back and the ice skating center back open on late Thursday.
And just to confirm, I feel stupid for thinking.
We were joking around yesterday, but we thought, well, I don't really know the answer to that.
Is it live or artificial? It would almost have to be artificial. Needles all over the ice, for one thing. What about lights and decorations, Angie?
Yes, it is an artificial tree, although we're always so flattered when we hear people passing by it and commenting on how marvelous it smells. But there's 700 branches, and each branch is the equivalent to a 3-foot or a 5-foot tree. They vary in size.
God.
So, yeah, and all of those branches are hand-sewn, and then hand-decorated with ornaments on them. So it's a major undertaking to get this tree in place.
And you talked about the smell. How do you put some fragrance on it, or is it emanating some kind of something out of there?
I people imagine it, which is just fine. You know, they always say,
so it's all in their head.
Your eyes, I think you smell with your eyes as well, yes.
Ah, all right.
Where is it stored the rest of the year?
We store it on site. It's, you know, we're very careful and very protective of that tree. It's to replace it would be a significant investment, plus, you know, it just wouldn't be the same. So it is stored on site in a carefully controlled atmosphere.
It's like Big Tex.
That's, well,
put him in mothballs for 10 months.
Well, Big Tex, that's a secret location. They don't even tell us that, but you've got it on site. How did this all start? When did this first begin there at the Galleria?
Well, this tree has actually been at the Galleria since the late 80s, but it's been modified multiple times. We've sent it off to have the foliage stripped and completely redone, and then technology is just rapidly changing. So we've changed the lighting. We went from old-fashioned incandescents to LEDs, and then programmable lights are something that's new. And so now it's
a smart tree.
It's definitely a smart tree, and it now has twinkly lights that are programmed, and each individual light is mapped and then programmed so that we can do all kinds of fun stuff with it.
And just one plug, probably, right?
That's right.
It does take more than one plug. It draws quite a bit of power, even at LED.
And I will tell you this, because I just looked this up. You said 95 feet, right?
Yes.
Okay, 95 feet, the second biggest Rockefeller Center. And I actually was in New York last Christmas and saw this right up close. How big do you, well, you probably know, Angie, how tall the Rockefeller Center tree is.
Well, the Rockefeller Center tree is a natural tree, so it changes every year. It's not
Well, that's true. You're right. You're right about that. But it's normally it's about 80 feet. See, about 80 feet. Yes. That's what it was last year. So you guys have that beat by 15 feet.
15 feet.
Yes. And ours is indoors. So.
That's true.
That is very true. Yeah. And the skating, when does the skating begin?
Our skating is year-round. We do have to shut down the ice during the time that the tree is being installed. So you can skate all the way through Sunday this weekend, and then Sunday night through Thursday we will have the ice shut down. But then Thursday night, you can start skating again all the way through the holidays and into next year.
And do some shopping too, right?
Yes, we hope you do that.
Absolutely. Angie, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Angie Freed, General Manager at the Galleria of the Big Christmas Tree. Going up this weekend. It's that time. Can't believe it's here already.